we're holding here the Derech Yeshar, the Mishnah, and he explained, we saw last time, that he explained why is it called Derech Yeshar of Aistera and Min Adam, the fact that every person thinks his Derech is Yeshar and so on. And now he's going on to another Nekuda here about the word Derech Yeshara versus Derech Tov. Umashama, I think, the Lashon is a Derech Yeshara.
Yeah.
Rav Yechon Mezakai Oimer is a Derech Tov, Shibakadam. So you have here Derech Yeshara and you have Derech Tova. What's the difference between Derech Yeshara and Derech Tova? So he says, Mipnei Sheba Loima, Shaderech Shetiferes Min Ha'adam, Hu Yivar Loi. That which is Tiferes Min Ha'adam, and the word Yosher sticks itself a lot better in when you talk about the Tiferes HaLabrius. When Shapir's Rashi is all the passages, Re'e Hatoiv Be'ene HaShemayim VaYosher Be'ene HaBrius. For us, we get Bakiva B'Sifri, Shapir's Hatoiv Be'ene HaShemayim VaYosher Be'ene HaBrius. The Machloek is the Sifri. Rabbi Shmuel says it's the other way around. Yosher's Be'ene HaShemayim Tov Be'ene HaAdam. Rabbi Akiva says, Toiv is Ben Ashmaim, Yosha is Ben Aprius. Now, Rashi doesn't take as the Iker. Vatam Shloshi Yosha Shaychet Ben Aprius. Vipnei. Ki a Yosha Nem Aldova Shaholich Be Yosha. Vamukum Aldova Shaholich Be Ivus. Yosha is that which goes Be Yashus, and crooked is that which goes crookedly. Vidova Zehu Lemare Ein HaAdam. Shein HaYosha Vamukubis Rak Be'ayin, Loi Be'lev. Because Yosh and Mu'uvis are in the eye, not in the heart. Olafiko chayosha shaychet sabriyas, shem roi lemar ayin, she'odom lemayin av yishpoit, ava toiv lenem ala ayin, rak shu toiv ba'atzmoy. Olakach pirusha toiv l'shamayim. Vayosha, ev shashid odom, kirim al dova dova zo yosha, ava toiv eni basogis odom. Kilifom yidma lodom dova zo toiv, eni toiv, ava yosha odom yudarisay. Let's talk about this, because he's touching on here on an extremely fundamental Nakuda, and let's try to understand what he's referring to. Let's go to a very basic Inyan. I guess this is an Inyan that has a lot to say in the world of Emuna, not proofs, but in the direction a person takes in being makir, that there must be Bayrailam. If a person has the ability, to sense if things are hard or soft, that ability is really an ability of a domain. You assign certain numbers to the hardness of an object by whatever makes a scratch. I think it's called the NICE, NEISS, I think, or GNEISS index. It's a diamond is a 10 on it, because a diamond will scratch any other rack, and no rack will scratch a diamond. So two objects rubbing against each other, whichever one scratches is the harder of the two. My skin, it can feel. It can just like I can scratch a rock, I can push against my skin, and basically all my mind is telling me, my mind is simply reading how much the skin bent and how many cells on my skin were pressed by the object, and that's how I know how hard it is. So that's a physical correlation. In other words, just like a rack scratching a rack is a physical to physical, the rack being felt by my hand is physical. And that is something which every berry in the world has. It has sensors. Different sensors can be different. I can be colorblind and not see a certain wavelength, and some senses can. But basically what we're doing is we're spitting out the information that we have. There's a second darga which a person is capable, as opposed to Bal Chaim, certainly not on a large scale, and that is to pick out a pattern. Lamashal, if I notice that as object is more hot or more cold, and I work out a pattern of things that are more hot based on the color, like they have with stars and so on. That takes Seichel HaAdam, but Seichel HaAdam is basically our assumption is that it is 100% effective, that it can actually tell. Lamashal, just like on a computer, you can have certain things that are physical things. A scanner on a computer is a physical thing. It's photographing whatever's dark or whatever it's white and passes it on to the computer. A program that tells me how to do something is like the second type of dagger, where I am evaluating information and finding patterns and structures and algorithms and so on. That's the second dagger. There's one now. The Kadmonim, the Ikrim and Akkad, and a lot of them, they use the same language. They say that the word Tov has three meanings. One, and they have a Rosh Hashanah fit Tov, Arev, and Moel. I can say that the feel of an ice cream stick on my tongue is good. That's physical to physical. My tongue sends very pleasant signals to the brain about the cold and the sugar and the cream and the ice cream, and I say the word Tov on that. That's one. A second dagger of Tov is that being a lawyer is a very good job because you can earn enough money to buy a lot of ice creams, and therefore it is a good job. So it's not good in the physical to physical sense, but it's good in the sense of I can translate it physically to something else. And therefore I say working as a lawyer makes a lot of money. A lot of money allows you to buy a lot of ice cream. A lot of ice cream makes you feel very good. So there I have a second darga of sichliyasin, we'll call it a physical sichlius. And the word tov, the word that they use to describe that is called mo'il, which means effective or efficient. It is something that works well to get a certain goal. That's a second usage of the term good. There's a third usage of the term good that defies either of those two, and that is describing a man of integrity is a good person. And if I were to ask you, well, does he feel better? Does he? I don't know. You know, like which of the five senses gets satiated with being a man of integrity? I would have to say none of them. And does it help you get any of those pleasures? The answer is usually not. So, in what sense is it good? I'd say in a moral sense. Great. Now, what is a moral sense? So some people take the term and they translate it back into the other terms. So the mushroom, I can go along and say, since society holds people of integrity in good standing, then you will feel very good. People will say you're a great person, you're wonderful, we like you, and so on and so forth. A second way of looking at it would be that a man of integrity is a good man in the efficient sense. If you lie, you get caught up in your lies, you get caught eventually you have to lie more to cover up for the lies, and so on and so forth. If society were full of liars and cheaters, society would get nowhere. I could translate good in that sense. Those would be two ways of translating the good of being an honest person, of being integrity, into one or two others. We don't buy it. We don't think that that's right, and I don't think anyone thinks it's right that way. So there is another musig of Tov that we have a sense of, but we can't really get a handle on it. The moral good. Now, the reason why we can't get a handle on it is because of the following. terms of senses, my sense is the final arbiter of it. If I tell you this ice cream tastes good, and you tell me it tastes yucks, it's not a machlokas. I mean, what I'm saying is, my sense, my brain registers this as pleasure. I'm the balabas, and I'm the kovei on it 100%. In terms of the second darga, sichlius, human seichel is the kovei. Human people were given the ability to use reasoning, and we can use it effectively. We might make a mistake occasionally, but we have balabatishkeit. So the marshal mishpat is given over to Bezdin. Bezdin uses their seichel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel stands in line to hear what Bezdin is saying. And Bezdin does the following. Bezdin says, in the Torah it says that Goynif Ishu Mecharo, this is the halacha. This case has the following nekudas in it. It fits the halacha in such and such a way, and therefore the conclusion is so on and so forth. On that it says, Leba Shemayim Hi, Das Adam's Kovea. Das Adam can make mistakes, but when it's not making mistakes, when you have a Sanhedrin, a proper Sanhedrin, reaching that decision, then it is correct. The Torah says it's correct, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eilus HaMishpatim HaShatosim L'Sneihem. It's given to us as it was given to us, and because human reason is Kovea. It has the entire key for unlocking all of Inyanim of Seichel. But it says by Mishpatim that if HaKadosh Baruch wouldn't have given it, we couldn't have thought about it on our own Seichel. Then the Pshat is as follows. I can tell you that if stealing is punishable by X, then Maisa Aleph has a Shem Gneva, Maisa Bez doesn't have a Shem Gneva because of this, Maisa Gimel has a Shem Gneva by Ines, and so on and so forth. But to tell me that Gneva is wrong in a moral way, no one could say that. We don't have b'chlal a tfisa in morality. We have a conscience which is a certain hagashas atvarim. But it's very different than the physical senses whose hagashas is complete. Whether this is sweet or sour, my tongue is a complete balabas in it. Whether this line of reasoning is emes or not, that's something that Seichel Adam is kaveya, because Bohu gave it over, gave Seichel Adam the ability to kaveya, and this is correct conclusion or not correct conclusion, Seichel Adam determines. But what is good, Seichel Adam cannot determine. And it's one of the very strong riots. I think it was Descartes, Bishayte, who used it as a proof. The sense that we have a tfisa in an inyan that's not the etzem b'chlau. Even the biggest atheist, he'll argue with you. The person who claims that the reason why we do chesed is because our genes were built a certain way to help this, help that. At the end of the day, if his kid says, "Dad, my genes were built differently," I'm very happy to steal. The father would be Eis Mensch. I assume there's still some enough Zika of Menschheit left over. So the terrorist is because we understand that Tav is Tav, and you know, it's not always a lot of times we make a mistake what's Tav, and a lot of times we only have a very very vague perception of it. But still, at the end of the day, we have that and. We had a sense of Taiv. So Meili says like this. Taiv is Shayach only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Taiv? They're Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, the Taiv that people pick out? We can pick out the Derech Yishar. We can say, if Elakeim Shal Eil Sein Ezima, so we have to make a Takana to be more Tzanua. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sein Egezel Ba'ila, so we have to make Dorim and includes not only Gezel, but Mitzvah Ba'Avera, V'chein Hala. The Yashrus is not a measurement of absolutes. It's a ratio. L'mashal, I can tell somebody There was a big talmid chacham, Rabbi Berman, just a year or two ago in Eretz Yisrael. He told somebody once, he was a big, very deep person, he was arguing with somebody, learning, whatever, he told somebody, from your point of view, you're right, but your point of view is wrong. In other words, Yashus is, if point A is where I'm coming from, and point B is where I'm going to, then the line AB is the correct, this line, the straightest line between the two. But should you be going to point B or not, is not nichlal at all in the shaila. When you do a math, you can do a complex math problem, and you're using X's and Y's and Z's, and you have no idea if X is the amount of cells in a body, the amount of fruit in a country, or some other or radio waves. It makes no difference. I can make a lot of statements concerning about the mahala. If this is in the following ratio to this, then if this is true, this is going to have to be true. That's called yosher. In other words, I'm lining up all the points, and I'm saying seichel says that this is a straight line from point one to point 10. It fits. The mahala fits. I'm not in a position to tell you point one and point 10 are right. But if this is right, then everything follows along. So therefore, he says toiv is shayach to Akadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's beinah shemayim. Yosher is shayach to brias, and that's why it's einah brias. I'll tell them a rakala einak shotei ba'asam kafu shotei l'shemayim. By yosher efshei adam ki yoyim al adov adov zu yosher. Avla tov einah basar gesal tov is lechol nat in our tefisa ki lefamim yidam al adam adov zu tov einah tov. And it's not just a mistake. It's a pshat. We don't have a shaychus to be determining tov be'etzim. We have a big hagasha. We have an intuition, which is part of what we call conscience, shama, whatever you want to call it. Now, Yosha Adam Yadeh also. But Yosha, we know, and that's where the world of Mishpat fits in. Rabbi Shmuel Polik Hasam Asava Ibcha. Ka toiv shaych lebrius. Asha toiv nimtza etzlam. She kablu ha toiv min ha'oise. In other words, if you're talking about Tov in the sense of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, then Tov makes a lot of sense that we know. In other words, I can tell you that this Hanhaga is niskabel to me pleasantly. When you tell me this and this, it feels good. So Vashem Yisparach Shalei Kavdav Yis Klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only say that you are extending, in other words, the mahalchim I put into the bria, you are extending it properly. Shayach lo imet v'yosha. Ki dova hagim v'yosha v'in Hashem yisparach v'gam shal zetzach lo imet v'dova yosha. Lo yispik lo ima eza derech shiva loy. Shratzo lo ima eza derech ha-yosha v'in ha-priyas o'mezeh medabe. So, v'al ze oma v'kol shi tiferes lo yisera tiferes lo yisera v'zeh z'mon adam. Vezehu hayosha be'enei ha'adam. Ava b'derech ha'tov eina medabe, lo me'ez derech ha'tov she'yivcha lo ha'adam. A derech ha'tov, you can't say ez derech ha'tov she'yivcha lo ha'adam. In other words, the over there it says ez derech ha'tov she'yidbak ba'adam, and here it says derech ha'tov she'yavar or she'yivcha, the way he's saying it. In other words, the choosing it's I'll give you a marshal. When, let's say, I ask somebody, which girl should I marry? And then the second thing I ask is, and how do I get her to marry me? When I'm talking about what's the point, the word bur is not there. In other words, it's not choosing this mahalach, that mahalach. In mahalchim, you're choosing mahalchim. In Seif Pasik, I want to know which is the right one. It's not a question of really choosing. I mean, technically it is. But I'm asking, is this a good thing to do or not? Then I need to make a determination about the thing. When I need to pick a derech, the pshat is, of the different ways of how to get there, how do I get there? Rak medavik kan nederech hayosha shubayin abriyas. Vama gankan shiyuvala adam lam shindawi padam. כמו שאומר בעצם זכאי, מפני שהאדם דרכה לבר דרך הישר ודרך העקום והולך בו. It is the בדרך כלל the person is מבר one from the other. In other words, in yosher and akum, usually, again, we'll give you a mashal. If I want to determine if something is straight or crooked, I do it by putting a straight thing next to it. I take a straight edge and put it next to the thing, and I see is it straight when it's sitting connected. Even if a person is with his naked eye evaluating if something is straight or not, what the person is really doing, is he's kind of conjuring up in his mind all the straight things he's seen and kind of getting a sense, is it straight or not? Tov is tov because it is tov. It's not something that I can evaluate versus something else. In the sense that tov is pure tov, I'm not choosing it out of something. I'm just looking for it. In Derech Yishonach Akum, I'm trying experimenting things. Let's give another example. If a person, Yashin Akum usually refers to a way how to get somewhere. When somebody asks, what should I learn? What should my education be? Over there, I just say Torah, not because Torah is better than other things, I say because Torah is Tachas Adam. I don't say it's better than math and science and that. That's not really what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, what is the tachas of a person? What does a person need? What does a person want? When I ask, how do I teach pedagogics, there, it doesn't make a difference except for which works better. So I'm comparing. Is it better to be harsh with the class? Is it better to be warm and nice to them? Is it better to treat them at a distance? Is it better to be friendly with them? Those are all items of really comparing one against another. Which is the most effective way of getting there? Whereas Tov, I don't have how to compare it, because the only thing I say about Tov is this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So the Yovelei HaAdam, that a person's Mevarer is works on Yasher, and it's also, you can't just say Yidabek HaAdam, we have to use our Seichel and compare it. The only reason why this pedagogical method is good is because I compare it to the other ones and it yield much better results. So I couldn't say derech yasha sheyidavik b'adam. The way in which we reach the conclusion that this is a derech yashara is by comparing it to other ones and saying it doesn't go. So Tov is Shaykh Dibuk because that's the end piece. What is good in the world? And so the word Yidavik is Shaykh to it. What do you mean look at other things? This is the good. Other things are not good. Masha Enkin, when you're talking about the way how to get there, what makes it good is what's good about using this highway to get here is not because this highway is Kulei Toiv. It's because it's the quickest way, the cheapest way, the most effective way to get from point A to point B. So basically, whenever I ask you what makes high road a good road, is the answer because it is the best road. It works better. It's quicker than this. It's cheaper than this. It's nicer than that. Therefore, it is the best road. What makes this a person's tachlis is I need to determine that. Just like when I was looking for a person's career, for a person who's taking a career lishma. So I don't say what makes the most money. I say, what are you most suited for? Where are you going to be the happiest? I need to find your tchumas nefesh. If you're very musical, it's going to be music. But if I'm asking you, how do I get my musical education? I can tell you, playing in a band is good, going to college is good, doing this or that or the other one, because it's more effective to get you to the point. So Tov and Yashar contrast very. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi are talking about two different yonim. One is talking about Yosha versus Tov. Therefore, it's Dovrloy versus Yudovik, and this is Minabrius, and this has nothing to do with Minabrius. It's Obed. Any questions?
Just in the context of what we're saying now, we say that Elohim Ases Adam Yashar.
Yeah.
There's an intrinsic, innate characteristic of Yashrus in an Adam. And Lumas there, we say that Yetzer Lev Adam Ram in Urav, that he's lacking this element of Toiv. There, what we're saying, we're saying that Rebbe says that a person isn't Shaykh to Toiv. A person is Shaykh to Yashrus Be'etzim.
Right.
But to Toiv, which is something godly, a person doesn't have any nitiya to that.
Right. In other words, it's not built into him. Once we have a Torah, seichel kapaskin, ein seichel halachas built on it. Sanhedrin kapaskin, an infinite amount of halachas built on it. Sanhedrin can't think up of a mitzvah unless it's a mishmeres for what's there, but they can't do Talmud. We just sort of a great mitzvah to do. That Sanhedrin would be doing something usher. They would be over Baal Taisif. They can, however, say, you know, if they're looking into the sugya, we think this is the best way to do this mitzvah. This is the way you're supposed to do this mitzvah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Shkara. Good job.
Bye.